different styles of shoes. Like, did we talk about shoes before? I don't think we did. Like just a shoe, just a plain shoe like this that I've got on. What would you call this?
It's a shoe.
Okay. How about an open shoe that's...
Sandal.
Okay. Any names? Okay, like a real dressy shoe, you'd probably call it...
A dressy shoe.
And if it had a high heel, you'd probably call it...
Dressy shoe, probably. Okay.
How about men's shoes? Any styles of those? The ones that tie up? Okay. How about hairstyles? Like your hair, you'd just call it...
Plain, long, plain.
How about one of those where it's cut in layers?
Shag.
Shag, you know that one. I think any other names for hairstyles?
No.
I can't be. Or I would, what do you call a bag where you store winter clothes? And then, you know, till you get them out again the next winter, like you still store them during summer.
Don't call them anything.
If you were talking about them, like a, you know any names for like an ugly boy? Somebody would say that guy's really a...
No, just homely for anybody.
Okay, how about, same thing for a girl
homely.
Then? You'd say she's, you know, a name like Skag or...
No.
You know, okay, how about a really good looking boy? You'd say he is really a...
Good looking or nice looking?
How about for a woman? You'd say she's really a...
Probably the same thing, or pretty, or nice looking. Same, about the same thing, I guess.
How about a name for a person who's just kind of a bookish person who's always got their nose stuck in a book?
Bookworm.
How about somebody who's always trying to get in good with the teacher?
Oh God, teacher's pet, I guess.
You know the word brown nose?
Yes.
You know that? we were talking about grades before. Now your grades, like elementary school, that'd be the first thing that you go to. What
mm-hmm.
grades would be elementary school?
First, well, I went to private schools, so I went through the eighth grade, and first through sixth, and then like from seventh to ninth
mm-hmm.
is junior high,
right.
From 10th to 12th
yeah.
high school.
10th, because you went to public high school, though, didn't
right.
you tell me? Yeah,
right.
I remember. If, like in school, the place where people play basketball and stuff is called the
gym.
And the place where the toilets are is called the
bathroom.
This is, now if we were talking about some, like a boy who's, no, he's not necessarily homosexual, but he's just kind of, acts kind of like a girl, you'd say he's a
sissy.
Right. And the same thing for a woman, I mean a girl, she's not necessarily homosexual, but she acts kind of like a boy, you'd say she's a...
Tomboy.
Mm-hmm. And, any of these questions that you don't want to answer or embarrass you, just tell me, I won't make you answer. Like a female homosexual, you'd call her...
Lesbian.
And a male homosexual.
Homosexual, I guess.
That's right, exactly. You know a name for a sexually overactive... Female.
Nymphomaniac.
Yeah, you know that, okay.
Yeah, I've heard about some of them.
Sexually overactive male, do you know that?
No.
Okay. Now this next part is, this is just names. Now this is, and I'm just going to, most of these you won't have any names for. This is different, like groups of people, you know, we're
mm-hmm.
talking about. And like, because you've already answered some of them, like you were telling me about different names for blacks, but this is just different stuff, and these, and if you don't know anything, form, just tell me. You know any other names for Jews besides Jews?
No.
Okay. How about Protestants? No. Just the kind those kind of people that go to those churches where they holler and scream. You know any, like Holy Roller, do you know that?
I've heard of them.
Okay. But any other names for Roman Catholics?